Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and your host. You're listening to a Dream Visions 7 Radio Network broadcast at 1510 a.m. WUFC Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. You can also tune into our show at our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. Friends, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know there are going to be challenges, but we expect to win. Then we're born, it's harder than we thought it would be, and we start to play small in the game of life. Our lives get off track. The Lightworkers Healing Method is a way to get back on track with your soul plan, creating a life of joy in a world that works. Every month we talk about how to get unstuck, move forward in life, and find joy. This month, we're focusing on big shifts in the divine plan and how we can each respond to align with our soul plan. Lynn?
Jamie, it's wonderful to be here. It's absolutely wonderful to be here. It's always wonderful to speak to any group of people on behalf of the higher dimensions. I'm not speaking as me. I'm speaking as a vessel. I offer myself in service to the higher dimension beings and let them speak through me. That's what we'll be doing today. Would you like for us to have an opening process first and then move into our conversation for the day?
There's no better way to start any conversation.
Dear friends, if you haven't joined us before, in the Lightworkers Healing Method, we start all of our gatherings, all of our classes, and all of our healing sessions with what we call an opening process, a process of opening up to divine flow. It's a wonderful way to let go of the distractions of daily life and tune in to our guides and the angels who are always reaching to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we invite you to put down anything that you have in your hands, set aside the cares of the day, close your eyes if you're comfortable in doing so, withdraw your focus from the external world, and begin. First, let's just notice our bodies, notice our breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, just breathe into it with love. Pain is never here to punish us. It's always a message about something really important in life, something so important our body is screaming to us with this signal of pain to pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. So if your body is giving you a signal right now, then breathe into it with curiosity and love, not to push it away, but to want to get to know it, to understand what it's trying to say. Sometimes just a moment's attention is all the pain needs to dissolve, and sometimes it needs more. So if your body is giving you discomfort that needs more, then make a date to come back to it. Maybe at the end of the show, maybe at the end of the day today, but make a date to come back to it, and of course, keep your promise. And now, draw your focus into your chest, where the heart chakra is centered, and begin to open up your heart chakra wider, 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 expanding it larger, larger, till it's as big as a hula hoop, as big as from outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, until it's as big as the room that you're in, and more, opening up to divine presence, and begin to draw in light and love from universal presence straight into the front of the heart, filling it so full of love, it bulges and expands, and exhales at the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us, front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back. Move your focus out the back of the heart chakra, centered in between your shoulder blades, and have the intention to open this as well, wider, wider, to that element of divine presence that you're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness or Buddha nature or something else entirely. You don't even need to know what it is. You can just invite this in by intention until once again the chakra bulges with love, expands with love, and then exhales out the front. And now the river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us and around us, through us and through our lives, swishing these rivers of light and love back to front and front to back through the heart, creating a turbulence, cleansing, clearing, starting to draw the focus to the midline, to the middle of the body in the heart chakra, and start to drop down to the feet and even through the feet into the very center of the planet. We begin to draw up divine planetary energy, Father Earth and Mother Earth, drawing it up, up, up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love, and now just drawing our energy bodies straight and tall, like drawing up socks that have slumped down on a leg, drawing our energy bodies up, 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 becoming a pillar of light, drawing this earth energy right on up through the center of us, through us and around us, through us and through our lives, reaching the focus up, up, up to the crown and through the crown, connecting way, way up, right, keep going through the mental body, through the astral planes. Source is farther up than we think it is, and it's our role to reach up to Source. Keep going, keep going, keep going, higher, 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 reaching into the very center of the universe. Beginning to draw down healing frequencies, all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, all that we have ever had access to in any lifetime, all that we will ever have access to in any life still to come, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow, letting the river of healing energy flow now, sky to earth, through us and around us, through us and through our lives, swishing these rivers of light and love top to bottom and bottom to top, creating a turbulence, cleansing, clearing, drawing the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, woo-hoo, letting it pop into a bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing, learning space for us to hold our gathering in today, noticing the outside of the bubble, strong, light, bright, resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear. Only beings that we invite in can join us. All of this pass around. This is private, sacred healing space. I'm asking for our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us. Whew. I'm asking for permission for all of us to engage in this conversation today, guidance, support, and protection in the process. Now, I'm noticing this vortex that's spinning around us like a white tornado, a divine tornado of love, taking away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, leaving us continually in clear, sacred space. And right down the vortex is flowing a waterfall of love, pure divine essence of love, the living waters, filling this space with love, creating a beautiful foundation for living, for learning, for growing, and for healing. And now we're here. So today we're talking about big shifts in the divine plan that we've noticed recently. We're on location in Washington, D.C., where our current assignment had brought us, and now the divine plan is shifting.
Yes, the divine plan actually continually shifts because our lives occur at the intersection of destiny and free will. In every moment, higher dimension beings are guessing, in effect, what are we going to do? Because people are very unpredictable. Our guides know what they think we're going to do, but we surprise them continually in ways both small and large. And so when we surprise our guides with our free will choices, the other people who are going to be interacting with us, their lives are going to change as a result. Our lives change and their lives change. The plan shifts, the plan evolves. And sometimes these plan shifts are small, affecting few people, and sometimes they're large, affecting many people. And it seems that lately, in this past several weeks, there have been plan shifts that are very large, affecting many, many, many people here on Earth.
And how can that change be manifested in people?
Well, it depends how energy-sensitive people are. Some people aren't energy-sensitive at all. They're like a block of concrete. They just don't notice it, and they're fine. They can be lovely people. They can be absolutely lovely, fabulous people, but they aren't energy-sensitive, and they're not impacted at all when the plans shift, not immediately. Their lives shift, but they aren't aware that their lives are shifting. Other people, however, are what we call energy sensitive, and since we teach angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose, these are the types of people that we come in contact with, energy sensitive people. For energy sensitive people, plan shifts are brutal because we can feel that something foundational is shifting. It's like the rug is being pulled out from under our feet, so to speak, which it is actually, but a new rug is being placed there. So we can feel the change. It can be unsettling. People can feel anxious. They can have trouble sleeping. They can feel depressed. They can feel out of harmony in various and sundry ways because the foundations of their lives are shifting and they don't have a rational explanation for that feeling. That's what gives rise to the unsettled feeling, is that they can tell that something's happening, but their physical lives aren't manifesting it yet. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And for energy-sensitive people who can feel the shift happening, how can they respond?
Right. That's an excellent question. Well, we teach a self-care protocol that is what we would say in our first book, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, The Lightworker's Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We lay out that self-treatment protocol that people can use. Basically, it involves, simplistically, oversimplifying, the opening process that we just went through has all the elements in it. You can go to our website and get this opening process as a free download. Our website is lightworkersmethod.com, and under the Learning Resources tab, the entire right side of the drop-down menu is free. And I believe the opening process is under audio recordings. Fool around with it, you'll figure out where it is. It's on the right side of the menu somewhere. But the opening process has built into it the foundations of a healthy energy body. It has in it horizontal clearing and vertical clearing. What we say to people is to let go of the horizontal way of thinking about an energy body. The teachings that are out there in the world, by and large, talk about, if anybody's talking about energy bodies, they're talking about chakras, by and large, or meridians, or nadis. But chakras seems to be the general discussion, and that is predominantly a horizontal discussion. These chakras are depicted as horizontal in nature, and so people's focus becomes horizontal. But friends, this is the time of the awakening. And in the time of the awakening, we as a biosphere shift our focus from a horizontal focus to a vertical focus. We remove our focus from the world around us, start to draw up more earth energy inside of us to be more stable and supported. And we open up to source above so that we can know, not from the world around us, what to do with our lives and what our destinies are and what our soul plans are, but from our guides and angels, what to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So for people who are energy sensitive and who are feeling this shift and are feeling anxious, the best thing they can do is repeat the opening process.
It's part of it. Every person is unique. Every situation is unique. There are universalities to the situation, and then there are individual circumstances. So in general fashion, we can say, build a strong energy body. Build a strong energy body, and you can do this many different ways, but an important aspect of that for energy-sensitive people is clearing their energy and grooming their energy up, getting their intuitive channels, their sensing mechanisms, removed from the world around them and turned upward is a key. It's a key to peace in the heart.
And living your soul plan also seems to be a large part of that process.
Right, right. And so here we get into the individual differences that can occur. Because if somebody's already living the life that they have planned to live, at least in the general sense, at least headed in the direction, at least taking action toward their soul plan, they're not going to feel as anxious or disrupted as somebody who's just completely not doing it. They're not doing it. People who are completely not doing it feel really bad during plan shifts.
How else can we tell if we're living our soul plan or not?
Oh. Well, I think we can take it as a working theory that none of us are really stepping up at the level to which we as souls intended to step up. We have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students come through our class and thousands through our healing practices, and this is pretty much a universal phenomenon that we, as spiritual beings, knew that all things were possible, and so we intended to come in and make a big difference to really step it up, especially now. Because our world is suffering so deeply. We all intended to really make a difference. And then we come into bodies and into a society that is not, our society is pretty sick. We come into these bodies in this society that doesn't encourage this conversation. And we play small because we don't see another way of living. And then we get very off track, very off track. I think that that is, for the most part, the case. And so herein lies the dilemma, right?
Right.
Right. So I guess the question is, what do each of us do? Right?
Right.
Well, first things first. We either have as a working theory that we have guides or we don't, right? So if you are in the category of person that's thinking, I'm not even sure I have guides, then consider taking an experiment, have a thought experiment that you carry out for a week or a month or a year even. And you just say to your guides, your true guides, if you're there, send me a signal. And then pay attention, something's going to happen. Something will, and it'll happen that day. It will, because our guides are on it, and they don't delay. And they've been waiting for that moment of breakthrough a long time, and something's going to happen. Now, our part is to not explain it away. That's the tendency to say, oh, it was just the wind. Oh, that was already in the mail to me. That couldn't possibly be it. Oh, that's a coincidence that that song was playing on the radio when I walked into the restaurant. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Say, wow, I think that was a signal. And so do you say to your guides again, okay, I think you just sent me a signal. Will you send me another one? And then you're starting to engage with them because, by and large, it's hard for us to hear our true guides. What we can hear more easily is our own mental imaginings, our fantasies, and all the astral beings who are circling around us. It's actually not easy to hear our true guides. But they are always sending us messages, and so we can engage with the messages that they send us.
And I think that the tendency is to expect that the message will be large and positive, like winning the lottery.
Right. Well, that's not typically the case.
Go on. So if the message is something that someone would identify as negative, that doesn't mean it's not a message.
Oh, definitely not, especially if we're turned around backwards on our life path.
Exactly. If we're moving in the wrong direction and something comes up that is an obstacle to moving in the wrong direction, we can choose to see it as an obstacle or we can choose to see it as a sign.
Right. So we could take an example. This was several years ago, but the guides are really highlighting it. It's an example from this body mind's life. And we were driving to a restaurant, and we weren't supposed to go there. And we're driving along, and right in front of us, a squirrel got hit by a car. Not our car, thank goodness, but somebody else's car. It's like, wow, that was a shocker. And a little bit slow on the uptake. What do? Keep driving down the road because I'm an idiot, you know? And then, boom, a school bus cut right in front of me. So that was twice. I pulled off the road onto a parking lot and just assessed what's going on here. Seemed pretty clear. Don't go. Turn around. Go back home. So I canceled out and went back home. And that was a significant meeting, and canceling out of that meant canceling out of a lot of other things, too. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So these signals can also give us signals to steps we can take that will lead us back towards our life plan.
They can be signals to anything. Here's what actually gets really confusing, because the first hurdle is to recognize that everything in life actually is or can be a message, that everything has meaning. We can start to work with our daily lives like we can start to work with dreams. So friends, if you're used to working with your dreams, you're already ahead of the game here, because with dreams, everything is a signal, a metaphor. It all means something, and we understand that with dreaming, that of course part of the dream can be a literal interpretation, but often much of the dream is a metaphor. And so when we begin to realize that, in fact, all of life is a metaphor, just like dreams are metaphors, waking life is just one metaphor right after another, one signal right after another, then we can start to engage with this miracle, which is the mysterious game of life, figuring out what it is that we're supposed to do in any moment. Because a soul plan sounds like it's this big, lifelong thing, and it is, but it's also a moment-by-moment-by-moment plan. The guides are infinitely resourceful, and they're always laying out exactly what we need to do right now in this moment, and they're sending us signals about it.
In just 1 minute, we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here on location in Washington, D.C., with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. And check out our YouTube channel under Lynn McGonigal. We publish daily video installments of our work here in Washington, D.C. under the Angelic Peace Initiative playlist. You can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about big shifts in the divine plan and how we can each respond in a way to align with our soul plans. Welcome back, Lynn.
Thank you, Jamie. It's wonderful to be here. So big shifts in the soul plan and the biosphere level, at the level of the biosphere, are happening right now. And here's why. Friends, look around you. We're not living sustainably as a planet and as a society. If we look at it planetarily, we have huge problems. We have huge problems in the world. We have climate change, and we have already entered payback time in terms of climate change. The effects are beginning to be seen. We have toxicity, an epidemic of toxicity caused by the way we live our lives, and this is also being seen in this epidemic of cancer. Cancer is caused by toxicity in our environment, friends. We're poisoning our world and we're poisoning ourselves. We have many other problems in the world. We have overpopulation. We have deforestation. We're emptying our seas of fish. We're doing so many things wrong globally. And then we can look at how we are handling our societal rules, we're not acting responsible as a society either.
Or compassionate, for that matter.
Or compassionate. We are living lives as a collection of what the guides sometimes refer to as mini-me thinkers, where we're thinking just about ourselves. And the guides turn it around on us and give us the JFK speech. Ask not what your country or spirit or source or God by any name can do for you, but ask what together we can do to benefit the greater good. Ask how we can be part of the solution, because that is what our souls have come here to do. For each of us, friends, we can do something to help. We can. We start to feel small and we start to feel helpless. And you know what cures that the most is to take action to help someone else. Turn around and help someone. When we turn around and help someone, we start to feel better about ourselves, more empowered ourselves. Step by step, helping people, helping each other, helping the world, we can make a difference. Friends, if you're not volunteering yet, then you're missing out on a huge source of joy in your life. Volunteerism can go a long way toward getting us headed in the right direction on our soul plan. So that sometimes people say to me, how can I get started? I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And we have a lot of different answers. One of those is, of course, find a Lightworkers Healing Method certified practitioner and have a session with them. You can go to our website, lightworkersmethod.com. Under Find a Lightworker, you'll find the people who are doing the best work. Now, unlike other organizations, we don't charge people for their listings, and so we remove people if their work drops below standards, and we show the very best practitioners. We always highlight the very best practitioners. So we don't recommend that you work with anyone who's not listed on the website, but there are people listed on the website that we do recommend. So work with them. Work with them. They have been trained in the art of angelically guided, multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose, and they can act as vessels for your guides to help you get on your life path, know what it is you're supposed to do, have the support to get there. But there are other things that you can do also, and one is to just take action to help the greater good.
And this could be something large or small. For example, we go for a run every morning, and when we go for our run, we bring a few bags along with us, and we pick up trash and recycling along the running route. And then we come home and throw it away. It takes almost no extra time out of our day, but it helps the world just a little bit.
We call ourselves the trash fairies. And we go for the run really early, and we just love the idea that when people are starting their day and they're getting out in their cars and driving to work, that they're driving down clean streets.
So look in your community. Look at the things in your community that need to be changed, that you think you could make a small difference in. Is there trash along your roads? Is there an unpainted fence in your yard? What can you do to make the world a better place today?
Yes. That song, Heal the World, Make It a Better Place, really is very relevant. It's very relevant. So, friends, sometimes people feel, I just don't have time. I don't have time. I'm at my wit's end. So then we say to you, it's okay. This is where tithing comes in. And tithing is an idea that many people have a real negative reaction to because of the way it's been presented or the way they grew up with it or a whole variety of reasons. But it's really actually very simple. The idea is this. Set aside some percentage of your income to go to help the greater good. Give it to charities that you believe in. Give it to causes, that's a better word, causes that you believe in. And it can be any variety of causes. And if you've never given, if this hasn't been a part of your experience, then start small. Give 1% or 2% of your income to causes that you believe in. And we can all give at least 1%. And then to just work your way up. If you're already giving 1%, then go for 2%. If you're already giving 2%, consider 4%. If you're at 4%, go for 5% or 6% or 7%. And work your way up to giving 10% of your income to causes to help the greater good. So there's, we all can do something to help. For example, online, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of action organizations that you can become a member of, and you'll get action bulletins, and then you can send emails to your congresspeople and to corporate representatives and to various governmental agencies to help to further the causes that you believe in.
And this takes almost no time and no money.
No time and no money. Well, very little time. It takes no money and very little time. And sometimes through these action networks, you become aware of the good work that these people are doing, and there are opportunities to donate to those action networks. And it feels good to support their causes. It does.
Absolutely. And how can this mindset of volunteerism help get us back on track with our soul plan?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because it's clear the two are linked. It's clear that people who incorporate volunteerism into their lives are more, it's easier for them to scoot back on or turn back around.
That's
is that true.
True? It's true. Part of it is simply inertia. It's easier to steer a moving car than a parked car. Once we're already in gear, taking action, thinking beyond, quote, mini-me, unquote, thinking, then it's easier to take the next step. It is. So part of it is just that simple inertia phenomenon, but another part of it is grace. There is such a thing as divine grace, and different wisdom traditions use different words to explain the same phenomenon. For example, out of the Vedic traditions, this is all often called good karma. And in the Vedic traditions, where there's an understanding of reincarnation, there's a concept of accumulating good karma life after life and of working off bad karma life after life. And in other traditions, the way the guides speak to us about it, they don't use those words. They talk about it as being grace, that we can accumulate grace when we're doing something to help the greater good. It's like brownie points in heaven, deposits deposits in the bank of good. And then when we need help from Source, it's there. So in every moment, we're either moving forward on our soul plan or resisting it. Because in every moment, there's something that we're supposed to do right now, in this moment, there's something that we're supposed to do. So for you, friends, it might be listening to this radio broadcast, for example, and then going and doing something else. Take this as an inspiration to take your life to the next level, to get unstuck and do something to help the greater good. So in every moment, when we're resisting our plan, we're draining grace. We're using up our grace. Now, if we've got a good backlog of grace accumulated, we can resist a little bit, and it's not like we're going to get hit by a truck. You know, our life will continue. But if we have a pattern of resisting, then our lives start to fall apart. They start to not work very well. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
On the other hand, if we have a pattern of stepping up, a pattern of saying yes when the scary assignments come from our guide, saying yes rather than no, then in those moments we're accumulating more and more and more grace, more and more grace. I don't remember what the question was. What was the question?
The question was originally about the link between volunteerism and following your soul plan.
Right. So then through volunteerism, we're accumulating grace, you see, because
exactly.
We're helping others. So, friends, if you don't know where to start, boy, oh, boy, they're everywhere. Hospice, Goodwill, American Red Cross, the ASPCA, there's so many organizations out there looking for volunteers. Find something that calls to you. Help animals, help people, help the environment. Do something to help the greater good. Find a person, a retirement home, and read, just volunteer to go read to the elderly who don't have people visiting them. There are many people living sad, small lives, and you could help them. And you don't have to be one of them. No, you don't have to be one of them. Live a big life. We can do it.
You can choose to live a big life, and no one can choose it but you.
That's true. That's true. We are the ones who make the choices. There's choice in every moment. In every moment, we can choose to move forward and live smaller, live bigger, or to turn backward and live smaller. In every moment, we can choose. Choose big. Think big. You came here to play a big game. You did.
In just 1 minute, we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. And check out our YouTube channel under Lynn McGonigal. We have a playlist where we publish daily video documentaries of our work here on location in Washington, D.C. That's under the Angelic Peace Initiative under the Lynn McGonigal channel. You can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to a Dream Visions 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about big shifts in the divine plan and how we can each respond.
Yes, friends, the guides have been speaking to us more and more intensely these past 2 years. And I have to say honestly that I was slow on the uptake when their tone shifted because it took me by surprise. I didn't understand it. I could feel the intensity mounting. And many energy-sensitive people have been feeling it for fully 6 months and coming up on a year now that, boy, something is different now. Something is different. And so the guides have been pushing all of us. They've been saying to so many people, fundamentally, step up, do it now. How much time do you think you have? Now is the time. Do it, do it. You can do it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Friends, this means something. This means something. And so the guides have shown us multiple options of how they see this playing out because we as a biosphere aren't living sustainably. And they have shown us how if we don't wake up and change, that we're basically driving our car off the cliff as a society and as a world. We are. And we have been working to ease the impact of this so that it isn't just head first off the cliff, so that we're at least going to just skirt the edge of the cliff, but it seems to us that the road is crumbling, the road that is driving along the cliff is crumbling, and maybe it's not going head first off the cliff anymore, and if so, hallelujah, that's a wonderful thing. Maybe we can have a gentler landing, but it still seems as though the road is crumbling. So friends, hard to port. Hard to port. And what the guides mean by that is it's really time for all of us to kick it into gear and step up. And by each of us stepping up, we can make a difference. Our actions count. Each of us counts. It does. We do count, and what we do count. So consider, what is it that all your life you've thought about, oh, I wish that could be different, not in your own life, but for the world, and start to take action now. Every day is a new day. We can all do something. We can. Now, sometimes we think, I can't do that. I'm sick. I'm in a trouble. My own life's a mess. And friends, energy-sensitive people, many of them are deeply suffering. We have had people come through our classes who are disabled because of energy phenomena, who have no money because of energy phenomena. When we're off track, it can affect our lives in any way. So the Lightworkers Healing Method is a way to get our lives back on track with our soul plan. Physical issues resolve, mental issues, emotional, spiritual issues resolve, financial issues, interpersonal issues resolve. All of this is the stuff of life. It's all included in our soul plan. And so if you feel, boy, just good and stuck, then we again invite you to find a Lightworkers Healing Method practitioner and to get help to align with your soul plan. Get unstuck and move forward.
Absolutely. And if someone feels like they're not on their soul plan, if they feel like they've just gone in the wrong direction, what's the next step to take?
Right. Well, sometimes courage is required because we can feel that something's wrong, but we just don't see a way out. There are many people, for example, who feel financially dependent on others, and therefore they feel like they have to think the way that other person wants them to think or that other person won't help them. This is actually a common pattern. People feeling in their hearts
that they're supposed to do something different, but not doing it because their boss wants them to be a certain way, or their husband wants them to be a certain way, or their parent wants them to be a certain way, and they just don't feel free to do what they know inside they're supposed to do. So, friends, action actually cures fear. Taking a small action can help us get going. When we feel frozen in fear, we're just in a world of hurt. Nothing good is happening. Take a small action to help you get unstuck. Find somebody who's encouraging you. When we have a question about how to live our lives, what we do is we model our actions on what the guides do. What the guides are continually doing with all of us is calling us into our greatness. They're always calling us to take bigger steps, not smaller steps, bigger bites of light, not life, not smaller bites of life. So here's a typical pattern that plays out in ways large and small all over the world, day in and day out. Someone approaches someone else for help. That person feels, yes, I'm supposed to help. Right then in that moment, they know it, and they say yes because they can feel that they're supposed to do it. And then the conversation is over, and the person begins to have second thoughts. Oh, no, why did I say I was going to do it? That's fear talking. In the first moment when we said yes, that was the inspiration of the soul. We knew we were supposed to do it. And then fear steps in, small thinking sets in, and we say, oh, no, why did I say that? And we start to even try and wonder how we can get out of it, right?
Right.
Right. So instead of that, start to consider, okay, how could I make it happen? How could I step up and do it? Now, things can get really confusing because there is another phenomenon also where people are, we would call it, I guess, manipulating each other. And so it might be that in that moment we said yes, but it wasn't coming from a feeling of inspiration. It was coming from a feeling of manipulation. And the thing is, it can be confusing. All these subtle energy experiences can be very confusing. And here's where it's handy to have someone else to work with who can help you sort it out. So we say to you, many spiritual paths are very helpful depending on where you are in the journey. There's so many different things that could help, you see? And so to engage with a spiritual path, whatever it is, but deeply and with commitment. And don't run away when the going gets tough, because in the spiritual path, growth occurs. Well, hopefully growth occurs. That's the whole goal of the spiritual path, is to grow. And growth isn't easy. And those moments will come that feel scary and impossible, but that doesn't mean that they're wrong. It means you're up against a breakthrough moment. So engage with a spiritual path. Stick with it, and don't look for the easy way out. Ask not what Source can do for you, but ask what you can do to help the greater good.
Thank you. That answers a lot of questions. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show for today on our topic of big shifts in the divine plan and how we can each respond so as to align with our soul plans here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. And check out our Learning Resources tab on the website. We have many freely available learning resources to help you get back on track with your soul plan. Also, absolutely check out our YouTube channel. The channel name is Lynn McGonigal, and we have a playlist under the Angelic Peace Initiative where we publish daily video documentaries of our work here on location in Washington, D.C. Join us next month on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be to hear more about how to get unstuck, move forward in life, and find joy. Until we talk again, walk in light, live in light, be light.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?